To politics now, the primary political season ends with a whimper this week, just in time for what may be the biggest bombshell from the Supreme Court for any political campaign in about 60 years. Here on Court Watch and Primary Watch is Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Welcome to the program, Todd.
Hey, John.
So everybody's on pins and needles for the Supreme Court, but the primaries yesterday ended with a complete whimper.
John, Utah has a special honor of being the last in the nation primary. New Hampshire likes to brag about being the first, and that was way back in January. Utah's the last in the nation primary, and a guy you've heard of was a little bit on the bubble, Senator Orrin Hatch, six-term senator and 73-year-old senator from actually, Hatch is older than that. He's 78, from Utah, had a strong Tea Party challenge and remembered what happened to his friend Robert Bennett in 2010, who was offed by Tea Party insurgents at that state's convention.
Richard Lugar just the other day.
It shows what's been happening to incumbents. Well, Orrin Hatch didn't take any chances. He out-organized, out-raised, and out-campaigned his challenger, who was a fellow named Dan Lillenquist, beat him 68-32. Orrin Hatch survives his incumbency challenge. He will be back for a seventh term. Will become, by the way, the longest-serving Republican in Congress if he stays around.
And speaking of longest-serving, Charlie Rangel on the Democratic side in the House, I believe he may have been counted out once or twice, but he survived handily yesterday in New York.
Charlie Rangel has ethics troubles, a bad back, 21 terms. He won the right to run for a 22nd term up in the 13th district in Harlem. John, that district was redistricted, added a lot more Hispanic voters, and a state assemblyman, Adriano Espaillat, had challenged Charlie Rangel based on his age, his incumbency, his ethical lapses. Charlie Rangel also survived and will be back in Congress for a 22nd term, assuming he wins the general election, but that is a heavily Democratic district, so we're going to have more Charlie for a 22nd term in Congress. Another old bull, they call them, old guard, old bull member who survived.
Well, looking at some new numbers, Obama seems, according to a New York Times CBS poll, has a commanding 8-point lead in swing states that will decide the election. Any chance that the Supreme Court decision tomorrow will put a dent in that significant 8-point margin for Obama?
Well, that's really difficult to say. You know, if they strike down the law entirely, it certainly is a blow to President Obama's key domestic agenda. He will be accused of having wasted his first term. In fact, Mitt Romney is already accusing President Obama of doing that. But you just put your finger on it, John. The most interesting thing about this new New York Times CBS poll, the two men are neck and neck across the nation, but we don't elect presidents across the nation. And in the 12 swing states, Iowa, Michigan, Nevada, New Mexico, and so on, President Obama with a commanding 8-point lead, which is largely a result of an air war. The OFA, Obama for America, spending heavily in those states to knock down Mitt Romney's already flagging favorable, unfavorable ratings. It's working for them.
And in Florida, healthcare may have an impact, but it's probably immigration that's had a positive impact for Obama in Colorado, in Nevada, in New Mexico, particularly. The other states, unclear.
Unclear in those other states, although manufacturing is on the way back in places like Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin. People know it. The economy is doing better in those states than it's doing nationally. While it's not doing great, the liability that the president has nationally on a flagging economy and flagging jobs is a little bit better in those swing states, and that helps him too.
Well, we'll see what the margin is tomorrow when the Supreme Court finally hands down its decision, we expect, on the Affordable Care Act. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
We'll be there.